Well, hashtag delete Facebook is trending, ironically, on Facebook.
I know, right?
So crazy. It's also trending on Twitter. And some of the industry insiders are saying that we should be deleting our Facebook account right away. This is all after a, quote, major breach of trust with the company Cambridge Analytica breached 50 million members and their personal data was harvested without our knowledge.
So a company that's not Facebook got into personal information.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
They're like a third-party app on Facebook.
Right.
You know, sometimes like, hey, take this quiz, and do you allow us to look at your information?
Mm-hmm.
How did they get the information? How did they get in?
Well, their software is way above my pay grade.
Yeah, no, Facebook,
They had a
contract with Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just your personal information. It was, let's say, Jason, you gave Facebook permission to take this quiz and you said, oh yeah, sure, you can access my info. Well, you were also, without knowing it, could have been giving Jared's information, mm-hmm. my information, Hugs's information.
Oh.
So friends of friends was also being shared all because you said yes to a quiz.
So
unknowingly, it's not like you did it on purpose.
Yeah, the max amount of friends you can have on Facebook is 5,000 on your personal page.
Uh-huh.
A fan page can be more. And so, for example, Katie or Jason said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cambridge Analytica had written into their agreement that they could have access to all your friends. So one person saying yes gives them access to 5,000.
Right.
So apparently 700,000 people gave access to 50 million people.
Without their knowledge.
Wow.
And, people are saying, hashtag, I mean, it's always with the hashtags.
Yeah.
where is Zuck? Although Jared made it funny today and he was like, it should be, what the Zuck?
Right. Be careful when you say it.
Yeah. Be careful. Because Mark Zuckerberg, creator of Facebook, CEO of Facebook, was nowhere to be found in all of this.
5 days.
To explain, why was Cambridge Analytica allowed to have our info?
And this is what Mark Zuckerberg finally did say yesterday.
This was a major breach of trust. And I'm really sorry that this happened. You know, we have a basic responsibility to protect people's data. And if we can't do that, then we don't deserve to have the opportunity to serve people. So our responsibility now is to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And there are a few basic things that I think we need to do to ensure that. One is making sure that developers like Alexander Kogan, who got access to a lot of information and then improperly used it, just don't get access to as much information going forward. But the other is we need to make sure that there aren't any other Cambridge Analytica is out there, right? Or folks who have improperly accessed data. So we're going to go now and investigate every app that has access to a large amount of information from before we lock down our platform. And if we detect any suspicious activity, we're going to do a full forensic audit and make sure that no one out there is improperly using data. And that's, I think, the responsibility that we have to people in our community.
Well, let me tell you one thing. You know, when he started off, he wasn't very trustworthy.
No.
Oh, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yes. Yeah.
Because he screwed a lot of people, allegedly, or no? Is it alleged?
Well, according to the movie, anyway.
He didn't sue the people who wrote the movie.
Mm-hmm. He didn't.
And in the movie, he was portrayed as a guy that is pretty much the guy that kind of helped him get started with money and everything. His roommate, his college roommate, tried to cut him out of the picture. And the Winklevoss twins were big-time investors. He tried to cut them out, too. Like shady.
But they sued him, right?
Millions and millions of dollars, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, let me ask
real quick, can we get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone? Because I don't think I'm the only one who doesn't fully understand this. I want to know what is the data that they're taking? Are they just taking my username? Are they taking my address? Are they taking my social security? Why are industry insiders telling us to delete this Facebook?
You know when you, this happened last night to me. Hugs, I gave away my deck furniture.
Yeah.
So I went online to look for new deck furniture at an affordable price because I feel as though the cushions cost too much, so I might as well get new ones.
Okay.
So I looked at deck furniture, went on Google, looked at it, and then seriously, 5 minutes later, I went on Facebook, and in the Facebook feed, it's showing me deck furniture as an advertising.
Yeah.
So
incredible.
They know my habits. Google knows my habits. Facebook knows my habits.
Mm-hmm.
They know that if I like Frankie Valli or Bon Jovi, all of a sudden, if Bon Jovi's coming here in my Facebook feed, it shows me Bon Jovi's coming here. It didn't show me, you know, that Willie Nelson was coming here or something like that because that's not my habit. So it knows my habits and it knows what I'm doing. It knows my information. And that's kind of scary in a way and good in a way, because then it's like it's giving me the information I'm most interested in.
Well, and we're aware that that is happening. We know clearly if you're shopping for shoes and it pops up, you're like, okay, something's going on.
But I heard that was that was like you were a number, meaning this is the habits of the 1,000,000, 2,035. They had nothing else about you. So there's got to be more that they know.
Right. And that's what I want to know. What do they know?
Well, we do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa. What's the deal with Facebook and this Cambridge Analytica?
Hey, good morning. You know, is anyone really surprised, like you guys were just saying, because is anyone really surprised that our data is out there? If you put your data out there on social media, or even if you Google something, as you guys were just saying, are we really surprised now? Because for years now, algorithms have been used by Google, and they are also being used in conjunction with Facebook in order to target certain advertisers to you based on your habits. And so that is not anything new. What's new here is that this survey was put out on Facebook, and as you guys have said, Cambridge Analytical, they did the survey, and then they improperly used that information in the political campaign to target people who would vote for Trump. And where it got really messy was that the survey, you know, was basically, when you do these surveys, you are potentially opening up your data. I've always heard, don't do any of these surveys on Facebook.
Dang it.
Hold on, Lisa.
I do it all the time. Take this Cosmo quiz to find out what kind of tortilla you are.
Right. Yeah. Well, I want to know what Harry Potter character I am.
Yes. All the time.
The reason you shouldn't do it is there's actually like fine print. You're basically consenting, and that's one of the things that, you know, it's not really terribly popular for Facebook to come forward and say this right now, but people consented to this. You know, they basically said, can we access your data in the survey? And people said yes. But the distinction here is that people were not giving up their information to be used in a political way against them in terms of targeted advertising. Apparently, the Trump campaign, even they made decisions about where to hold rallies and all kinds of stuff based on this data that they received from Cambridge. Oh. So it ended up being used in a way that the original user who took the survey did not expect or consent to. And that's what's really different about it. And there's two class action lawsuits that have already been filed. One is a shareholder lawsuit, and the other is a user lawsuit. So there's hundreds of thousands of shareholders who are saying, look, you know, the stock has lost $50 billion since this story broke.
Wow.
And so they have a cause of action against the people, all the team of people who run the company. They have an action against them for basically causing them to lose all this money and the decrease in the value of their stock. And then the users, the 50 million users whose data was exposed improperly, they all have potential claims against Facebook. So they're facing two really, really large class action lawsuits, both filed in California, and they stand to lose billions and billions of dollars.
But what the information that this other company has obtained through Facebook about us, what more do they know about us that maybe make us uncomfortable? Do you know?
Well, I think that they basically have all your demographic type information that you've entered in your Facebook account, like where you live. That's why the Trump campaign was able to target certain areas for rallies and things, you know, close to the end of the election because of the way people answered these survey questions. And then they could go dig deep in these algorithms of your data and figure out where you live. And they would look for patterns and concentrations of, oh, wow, you know, let's go to Greensboro, North Carolina, as opposed to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and that sort of thing. And a lot of that stuff, you know, is information that, of course, they can get elsewhere, but right. They get it in a very specific way here. You know, you probably entered your birth date in there. You probably entered, you know, it just depends on how much information you gave to Facebook originally.
Well, it's time to fire up the old MySpace, it sounds like.
I guess so. Yeah.
They're very trustworthy. They have no data.
We never had this problem.
No data companies needed.
And Instagram, I wonder if they're subjective to this, too, because they are owned by Facebook and are, in fact, all the advertising is connected. Mm-hmm. To advertise on Instagram, you go through Facebook.
Right, right.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
It's quite a complicated mess. And this is just one little example of how our data now, and it's everywhere. It's so traceable. It's so much in the hands of these industries and these IT companies and social media companies. There's even, I was approached by somebody, a vendor, a potential vendor recently, who wanted to know if I wanted to advertise, and they have a software that can tell me when mobile phone users have been in certain situations, physically located in certain places, like a body shop, you know, like for their car being in a crash, because I'm a personal injury attorney, or if they, then if they've been in the urgent care or the ER, and they track these patterns and they go, oh, this person's been injured, let's send them a linear log group ad.
Oh my,
they have
goodness.
The ability to do that through the person's mobile phone. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, can you send me their information?
Yeah,
I need it for advertising.
This is crazy.
Well, we appreciate you broke down a very complicated issue with this Facebook and Cambridge Analytica and made it so we can understand it. That's no small order.
Yeah. So hats off to you, Lisa.
If you're ever injured on the job, contact Lisa Lanier right away. 800 or 1-888-CONSULT or go to 1075KZL.com. You'll see her picture all over our Facebook page.
Yeah, I know. I guess I was gonna ask. I mean, now that we know,
right,
what are y'all gonna do? Will you hashtag delete Facebook?
Hell no.
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 I don't care if they know my date of birth, as long as they're not going to steal something from
me. But what if it goes to that and we don't know it?
Well, I mean, still not.
What if there's other companies beside, like, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg himself said, well, now we need to figure out if there are already other Cambridge Analytica companies doing this.
At least they're taking the steps to try to protect us now.
What if it's already happening?
Wow.
Yeah, Katie made a good point off the air. She said maybe 50 years from now we'll be in a much more secure world, maybe not.
Yeah.
And people look back at our generation as being the biggest idiots on earth.
Like, well, we're just a bunch of followers.
We gave everything.
Yeah.
We gave all out there.
I get that, but look, years ago when we would, Social Security number was on everything. Any normal standard paper, we would give a Social Security like it was nothing.
I guess. Yeah.
And we look back at it, wow, how stupid. I even put my Social Security number on my dog.
Right.
But it led into big problems. Mm-hmm. But so now we are protecting yourself. And now there's a new issue. I think 50 years from now, we'll look back and be like, oh, but there'll be a whole other issue. Yeah. We're trying to.
Well, sure. But I can see it in some sort of biopic or something, a documentary about our generation, where it's like, and every single person just willingly signed. I mean, how easy was that? All we had to do was create Facebook and boom,
we'll find out some like government conspiracy to control people.
And we just went into it. Sure. So I'll do that. No problem.
So we can post what we ate last night.
Yeah. Hey, like take a look at my Throwback Thursday picture. You know?
Oh, by the way. By the way. Please take a look at, is it on our Facebook page?
No, but it will be in just a minute. Yeah.
Katie has a great Throwback Thursday picture.
Really?
Yeah.
My God!
Wow!
What in the hell?
I think that was like third grade.
I feel bad for your parents.
Yeah, she was a 10-year-old boy. It's a really sweet picture. But it'll be at Jared and Katie in the Morning's Facebook page and 107.5 KZL's Facebook page and Instagram pages.
I will post it right now, and I don't know, just thoughts. I maybe in the future I'll delete it, but right now I'm okay with it.
I like it. I like it too much. Mm.